to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwen Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech, and he received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and his anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Now, by cure, we mean that we can get rid of your pain, your depression, your asthma, your allergies, and other symptoms, as well as the need for endless therapy of any kind, such as drugs and even the NBE method. Now, we've been proving this astounding claim in past shows with cases of pain, depression, bowel problems, drug addiction, suicidal tendencies, asthma, and sinus problems. Today, we're going to continue discussing pulmonary disorders. Is that right, Dr. Tong?
Yes.
And also, at the end of the show, we'll learn how Dr. Tong can help you strengthen a weak immune system and fight the flu, especially during this time of year when it's colder and it's easier to catch the cold. If you have any questions that you're dying to have answered, don't hesitate to call in at 800-227-KBRT. That's 800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Okay, Dr. Tong, who do we have first today?
Our first patient is Garnet. He came to me roughly a month ago with a diagnosis of idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, and he has been on oxygen for several weeks. He had a bypass in the past. I think, is he on the line? Maybe
yes.
We can him describe his history.
Okay. Good morning, Garnet.
Yes, good morning. A friend of mine referred me to Dr. Tong.
Uh-huh.
At that present time, when I went to him, I had excruciating lower back pain.
Mm-hmm. And what was this from?
Beg your pardon?
What was the back pain from?
I have no idea.
You just started getting it.
Right. I had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it for some time, and it bothered me sleeping, and also I had swelling around my ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Tong, after the first treatment, it was 100% difference.
Mm. But initially you came to me for your lung problem, right?
Short of breath.
Short of breath, right?
Short of breath.
Yeah, can you describe...
What was your history? What
happened to you? How did you start getting this chest pain? That you were short of breath and chest pain?
I work out every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular time, I had a hard time breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And along with the hard time breathing and the lower back pain and the swelling of the ankles, a friend of mine told me to go to Dr. Tong.
Mm-hmm.
At that present time, when I went there, he gave me a first treatment. Right now, I've had a total of 6 treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm completely recovered.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about your past history? How did the chest pain develop, and what kind of treatment the other doctor, what kind of treatment you received from somebody else? When did you start having chest pain and shortness of breath?
Well, when I was getting ready to leave town.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was that?
It was September 10.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so during the night, I got this terrific pain in my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of going to Minnesota, we went back home,
mm-hmm.
went to emergency, and they found out the cause of that was inflamed esophagus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
However, in treating that, they found other problems I had.
What did they use to treat your inflamed esophagus? And what's it caused by? What did they say it was caused by?
It was caused by an arthritic pill that they gave me that has inflamed the esophagus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And caused the chest pain.
Yes.
Now, why did they give you the pill in the first place?
Arthritic.
Oh, because for arthritis. Okay.
Yeah.
I understand you had a 6-way bypass in 1991. Is that true?
That is correct.
And what happened after that?
No problems.
No problems, okay. But then in September, then you started to have chest pains.
That is correct.
Okay. Were you on any medications before you had the 6-way bypass?
or just heart pills.
Heart pills?
Yes. Mm. So you have been treated with heart pills or heart trouble?
Well, after my bypass,
uh-huh.
I was on no pills.
Mm. Okay.
No pills and no problems until this September.
Okay. So you were on the pills before the bypass then, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and what were you on, like prednisone? Is that...
No.
You weren't?
No.
Okay.
That was the lung problem.
Oh, that's for the lung problem.
Yeah, so after the... they treat you for the esophagus, and you went to a cardiologist.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So what did they tell you about your heart trouble?
My heart was fine.
Your heart was fine.
No problem.
So what was final diagnosis?
Final diagnosis was a CAT scan showing discoloration in the lower part of my lungs,
okay.
causing me to breathe hard.
And the diagnosis was idiopathic?
Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis.
Okay.
And then Dr. Tong stepped in and feeling 100% better.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So you had, I read from the history that you have x-ray, CAT scan, even biopsies of lung. That is a way to make the final diagnosis.
That is correct.
And then they gave you the prednisone?
Cortisone.
Well, how much you were taking a day?
Originally, I was taking 4.
Okay, and then you were on oxygen too, right?
That is correct.
And how long, how much oxygen you were on each day?
I'm on no oxygen now after your 6 treatments. No oxygen.
You're on no oxygen.
Yeah. Actually, after the 4th treatment from the history, after the 4th treatment, you were off the oxygen already.
That is correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how are you breathing now? Do you have shortness of breath?
No, I'm fine.
Really?
Yeah. I can go out and run a 100-yard dash.
So, what other medications were you taking besides prednisone? Were you taking anything else?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, he was on the whole list.
Okay,
of
I see on this Topro, LASIK, potassium chloride, Zocor. Were you on those medications?
When?
Before you saw me.
Before you.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so you're on this. This was after you started getting the chest pain in September, right?
Right.
Now.
How much did they help you?
Did the medication help you?
I don't think it helped much.
Mm-hmm. And so then you went to see Dr. Tong.
Right.
And what did Dr. Tong tell you? Did he do any tests for you, or what did he tell you to do with your medication?
I don't recall.
Well, actually, I told you to drop all the medication except the prednisone.
Prednisone, cut back to 1.
Yeah, okay. You cut it down, but all the rest of the medication you dropped, including the aspirin, the LASIKs, and so forth.
Right.
Yeah. Are you still on the prednisone right now, got it?
One tablet.
One tablet a day.
Oh, you haven't dropped it totally?
No.
Oh, okay. You can drop it now. You know, actually, with the way you're breathing, you can drop that now. Yes. Also, your ankle, the swelling has been much better, right?
Back to normal.
Yeah, you were swollen before.
Yeah.
That means that your kidney function is much better now.
Excellent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Now, did you have a urine test done?
Yes.
Muscle test? Okay, and then what, and you were prescribed homeopathic remedies, are you on that right now?
Yes.
How do you find that? Did I find them helpful?
Yes, very much so.
In what ways?
Well, I can't tell you, just...
More energy, right?
Right.
Yeah, more energy and breathe better, yeah. In case you don't, because you told me that next couple of weeks you will be very busy and cannot get the treatment, so I would recommend you get on taking more of those drops and then all the supplements, which are all food-based material. None of them are drugs.
Yeah, just to keep your immunity up.
Yeah. I've started that already.
Mm-hmm. Great. And in case, while you're still dropping the prednisone, come at least one treatment a week. Get at least one treatment a week until you're totally off the prednisone.
Right.
You can get rid of the prednisone right now. You don't have to be on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're sounding pretty good, Garnet. You feel great?
Hey, I feel great.
Good.
Thanks to Dr. Tong.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Very good.
And we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwen Tong, MD. If you have a shortness of breath, you can't breathe, or if you have low back pain, or going to have swelling of the ankles, or if you're on medications that don't help and you want to drop them, Dr. Tong can help you. Call today for an appointment at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, www.drtong.com. That is drtong.com. If you call today for an appointment with Dr. Tong before 2 o'clock, you will receive a free gift, a homeopathic remedy that's good for colds, flu, sore throat, aches, and pains. And that will be a free gift today, if you call today before 2 for an appointment with Dr. Tong. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Okay, Dr. Tong, do we have another case?
Yes, the other case, I'm not able to get hold of the patient.
Okay.
Why don't we discuss more about this idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis? And you've got any question you think that listener might have, okay, they can call in and ask us.
Okay.
But I'll describe another case that I treated a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
68-year-old lady came to us. You know, one thing that you might wonder, what is the chance that Garnet would be able to get rid of all the medication, not need oxygen?
Well, what's the chance that he'll be able to totally recover?
In other words, no, not needing any medication and not needing even my treatment. Well, the chance is 99% if he is able to stay on the diet and other lifestyle adjustment I told him. And let me just illustrate this with another case that I treated a couple of years ago. This lady, the last treatment that she has is about more than a year ago, last September of 1999. She was a 68-year-old Caucasian lady, lived in Las Vegas at that time. Her daughter found out about us. She had problem initially with all kinds of pain, but the real problem started when she was allergic to one medication and have a severe anaphylactic reaction. And from then on, she was hospitalized over time and became very difficult in breathing, coughing, severe cough, started in 1994. So all through those years, she had several hospitalizations, been treated and with various diagnoses as asthma, allergies, congestive heart failures by her primary doctor and her allergist. And later on, it's the same thing like a CAT scan and lung pulmonary.
So this case is very similar to Garnet's case.
Biopsy, they make a diagnosis of idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. And she was much, much more severe than Garnet. She was on oxygen 24 hours a day for 2.5 years. And if you take out the oxygen, she'll be short of breath without exertion within minutes. So, and she was on a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to me on her daughter's recommendation from Las Vegas. Within the first week after 2 treatments, she was off the wheelchair. She was off the oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
She was off the oxygen all this time. I treated her for 3 months, and she went home to Las Vegas. She was well for the first week, and then something in the air make her allergic. She started coughing again. So she came back last year, and immediately our treatment helped her again. And after three, 4 months of treatment, the last one was September of 1999, and she had been off the oxygen and off all her medication.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, in both cases, they have severe ankle swelling.
Now, why would that be? Can you kind of explain
that?
Yes. So
you are studying Chinese medicine. Okay. Tell me what's the relationship of ankle swelling to the lung problem?
Ankle swelling, well, that's edema, right?
Yes.
And fluid retention.
Yes.
So I believe that has to do with lung and kidney, because the lung and kidney work together for
yes.
breathing.
Yeah. So what does lung and kidney do to do with the fluids?
Well, the lung is the one that moves qi around the body,
mm-hmm.
and the kidney. Well, it sends the energy down to the kidney, and the kidney also. So it's kind of a reciprocal reaction.
Mainly, when you have ankle swelling, that's a kidney problem. Kidney mm-hmm. controls the low back. So mm-hmm. both patients have low back pain. Lower extremities also controlled by the kidney, and kidney get rid of water. So when you get lower extremity edema, that's kidney problem. The kidney help the lung to grab the qi.
Mm-hmm.
The life energy.
Right, so if it's not working, then the fluid's going to retain in the lower part of the body.
Exactly. And the kidney helps the lung to grab the qi. When the kidney has a problem, you cannot breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the physiological mechanisms like this, this life energy open up circulation. So when you don't have circulation in the pulmonary bed, all the vessels are constricted. So no matter how much you breathe the oxygen in, they come in. Okay, nothing to soak it up. It's
right.
not the circulation not open. So the oxygen come in, the air sac, and come out. In fact, one of the most severe cases to demonstrate how the kidney had to do with their breathing was a young lady with panic disorder.
Mm-hmm.
One time I was on national TV with two patients that were cured of panic disorder, and we had 160 calls within 4 hours that morning, and one of the lady heard us, but she was so afraid of the needles. You see, refrained from coming to us until about 8 months later, when she had an acute reaction of panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
Her kidney was shut down so much that she could not get any oxygen in her lung.
Mm-hmm.
She was breathing, hyperventilating fast, but she was cyanotic. Her lips were blue. Her mm-hmm. face was blue, and she was horrified.
So she wasn't getting any oxygen.
She was getting any oxygen, even though she was moving the air in mm-hmm. and out. But the oxygen had nothing. There had nothing to pick up the oxygen in the lung.
Right.
So she was.
And this is because of the kidney also then?
That's
kidney
right.
Kidney and lung.
The kidney had to do with fear. So.
Mm-hmm.
Acute fear, anxiety reaction shuts down the kidney, so she could not breathe. She came to me very, very scared, horrified, because she's like choking with nobody choking her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, her eyes were wide with fear, and her lips were blue, and frankly, I was kind of nervous. So we called the emergency room. I told her that we put her on oxygen, and called the emergency room at that time. I was in Woodruff, right next to the hospital. And while we were waiting for the people to come up, I say, well, she was asking me, don't use the needles, because she was so afraid of the needles. I say, I finally convinced her. I say, that is my most important treatment, and she can get immediate reaction. I say,
really?
Yeah, I say, why don't you just give me a couple of shots? Okay, while we're waiting. And she was so short of breath, so she agreed.
Mm-hmm.
But after two shots, when I opened up the kidney, she can breathe.
Two shots.
Yeah. No, and then she ended up getting 24 shots by the time that all the people came. She was laughing. She has no light, normal reaction. And the same thing that I did to both these two patients.
Mm-hmm.
And right after the first treatment, they were able to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So the most important thing in, you know, we were going to discuss low back pain,
mm-hmm.
except that we could not get a hold of this second patient.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing. The energy, the life energy in living people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you die, you lose energy only.
Right.
You don't lose any genes. You don't lose any molecule. You don't lose any oxygen.
So you're helping to move the circulation.
That's right.
To get the energy going.
The thing that moves the circulation is this life energy.
Mm-hmm.
So the most important thing is find out which part of the body you're lacking this life energy, which is the energy from the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you want to resolve a problem, again, start with the mental know-how and the physical strength to resolve the problem. So once you connect the energy to that special part, then you restore circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk about how is that related to treatment without antibiotic infections.
Okay.
Yes.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain programs with Yiwen Tong, MD. Dr. Tong can help you. In fact, he can help you with your sinuses, asthma, insomnia, colitis, IBS, if you're having shortness of breath, panic attacks. He can help you if you're suffering from these problems. Call us now at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. If you call today before 2 o'clock, you will get a free homeopathic remedy that's good for colds, flus, sore throats, aches, and pains. Again, the number to call today is 714-556-8664. 714-556-8664. Call today before 2. Okay, Dr. Tong, I'm sure our listeners are dying to ask you this question. Actually, I'm dying to ask you is, how does your treatment work? What is, I understand you inject Novocaine into the acupuncture points. Can you kind of elaborate on that?
Yes. The acupuncture, what acupuncture does, you know, like I told you, the very first thing, ingredient you need in repairing the problem is energy from the mind, the mental know-how, as well as the
physical material.
Yeah, the physical strength to repair. The healing power come from an energy the Chinese call qi.
Mm-hmm.
The best translation for that is life.
Mm-hmm.
Life energy. A living person has a lot of living energy. A sick person has less, and a dead person
has none.
No, has some, but not enough to sustain life.
Okay.
So this life energy works through the circulation, cardiovascular, endocrine, neuroendocrine system, tell the body what hormone to secrete and dump in the circulation and get to the end organs, and that's how the body heals.
Mm-hmm.
So any symptom, whether it's pulmonary fibrosis, shortness of breath, chest pain, ankle swelling, it due to various part of the body being cut off this life energy.
Mm-hmm.
So when there's no life energy, there's no circulation, and you get these symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing you want to do is connect this life energy to the physical part.
Okay.
And the connection occur at the meridian system.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the emotional channels, the heart channel, lung channel, kidney channel. They are respectively the mind or the heart, the mind or the liver, mind or the kidney. The mind or the heart deal with the emotion, love and joy.
Mm-hmm.
The mind or the kidney deal with the emotion, fear.
Yeah.
And then you get
mm-hmm.
panic disorder when you get the kidney, the mind or the kidney get blocked. And anger.
Is that also why when you have panic attacks, they tend to have low back pain?
Yes.
Okay.
They have kidney problem. They get up at night to go to the bathroom. They
mm-hmm.
may have low extremity problem,
okay.
Reproductive problem, and so forth.
Okay.
So various stress, emotional stress, will cause blockage.
Mm-hmm.
So the number one cause, root cause of problem is emotional stress.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're spending billions and billions of dollars and trying to do Mickey Mouse research and find out what the connection between stress and physical problem. The Chinese found it all. And I use it every day to treat all kinds of symptoms. And in the past, we talked about excessive anger,
mm-hmm.
depression.
Right. Excessive anger was liver.
Liver,
right?
Yes. And excessive sadness, melancholy is the lung.
Mm-hmm.
Worry is the spleen and stomach. So they have found this all. And whenever there's excessive emotion, it blocks the specific organ that deal with the emotion.
And then you start to have symptoms.
Yes, that symptom because you're not getting the life energy and circulation
mm-hmm.
to that organ.
Okay.
So the first thing you want to do is find out where the energy are blocked at the acupuncture points, the energy points. When the energy are blocked, circulation are compromised and you got spasm.
Right.
And the acupuncture can release a little bit. But injecting a little Novocaine makes a day and night different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why most patients can get dramatic relief
after the first treatment.
After the injection,
mm-hmm.
before the acupuncture, before the herb, before anything else. Right after the treatment, they feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you get an infection is not due to the virus, bacteria, or parasite.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the symptoms.
Right.
The proliferation of the microbes, whether it's bacteria, or virus, or parasite, are only a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
Fly infestation is a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
The cause is an imbalance of the environment. A dirty environment causes fly to proliferate.
Right.
You cannot kill or eradicate fly infestation by using toxic spray and kill the flies. You keep on spraying the flies forever. you'll keep coming back.
Right.
You clean up the place, no fly exists.
Right. So is that kind of analogous to antibiotics? I mean, a lot of these people who have lung problems,
they
put on antibiotics.
Right. Their environment is ruined. Either most of the time they're too acidic, and they have too much phlegm, too much mucus, you know, blocking the interstitial fluid, the interstitial tissues, the connective tissue, and so forth. That is just like traffic jam. The circulation are not there. When the circulation are not there, certain microbes will proliferate. So the key is to restore the circulation by opening the channels. They got the life energy, open circulation. It's just like when you have a riot due to a traffic jam, the first thing you want to do is a clear traffic jam.
Right.
You don't call in federal troops. Then no society, no country is dumb enough for every riot, internal riot, you call federal troops, especially when you call foreign troops that cannot tell the difference between the good guy and the bad guys.
Right.
That's just
so that's basically what antibiotics are.
That's right. Antibiotics come in and kill the good bacteria as well as the bad bacteria. Yeah. Okay. And ignore the underlying imbalance.
Right. And that weakens the immune system.
That's right. The key is to increase the immune system and not to try to kill the microbe. The microbe overgrow is due to the fact that the energy imbalances, the environment imbalances cause the immune system to be weakened.
Right.
And when you get too hot or too cold, if the building gets way too hot, the people there cannot work. The same reason. If your body is too hot, too dry, too moist, or too cold, when it's out in balance, the cell, the chemical reaction in the body, metabolic reaction, cannot work. So the key is to restore the body's own function.
Right.
Restore the body's healing power. And not to try to eradicate a symptom. You can go forever.
What about antioxidants? I know a lot of people are really into taking antioxidants, but I heard sometimes, you know, it's too much of a good thing, it may not be that good.
The key is balance. In the case of antioxidant, most of the time, over 90% of the time,
people
it's good.
Right, because people need it.
The most of the time,
they're too oxidized.
Yes, they're all too oxidized due to too much acid in our diet.
Stress,
acid in the diet, and toxin,
pollution.
Usually cause a lot of free radical. So using antioxidants is good, except that I don't agree with using active ingredients.
Right.
I agree using food that are high in vitamin C, food that's high in selenium, and sometimes selenium you might have to use, component therapy.
Right.
But most time using whole food. The reason you use whole food is that whole food have life.
Right.
Synthetic stuff have no life.
Right.
And the key is life. This life is mind. It's mind over matter. You know, all the time, I've treated patients who had this herniation, who had infection, and right after you connect the chi to the body, symptoms disappear. So that's the key. Mind over matter is the key.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If today is your first time listening, listen to our previous shows on our website, www.drtong.com. That's drtong.com, under the radio show heading on the left column. You will find case histories proving that most, if not all, chronic degenerative ailments can be cured. Now, not all cases can be cured, but Dr. Tong's mechanism can help you. You will find case histories such as athletic injuries, depression, asthma, allergies, sinus problems, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease. In fact, any degenerative ailment that you have can be cured. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. Call today at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Tune in again next Saturday, KBRT AM 740. Have a great weekend.